KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Nottoway Valley has hired a new softball and football coach. Activity Director Michael Dale announced the hiring of Abby Queck as the head softball coach and Dwayne Mathis as head football coach. Queck has worked as an assistant at Lennox and with the elite club team Iowa Premier. Queck is a native of Orient. She graduated from Earlham and played college ball at South Dakota State. She takes over for Carol Bowdler. Mathis comes to Nottoway Valley from Clark, where he spent the past three seasons as the head coach. He played college football at Iowa Central Community College and also played in the Indoor Football League. Mathis takes over the job from Flynn Heald, who moved on to take an assistant job at Des Moines Lincoln. Iowa football program has received another commitment for the class of 2021, this time from a big offensive tackle. David Koff, a native of Winnetka, Illinois, committed to Iowa. He picked Iowa over offers from Michigan, Ohio State, LSU, Oregon, Wisconsin, and Nebraska. David Koff is a 6'6", 295-pounder. He's the nation's number 9 offensive tackle by 24/7 Sports, their 59th overall player at all positions in the nation, and their number 2 prospect in the state of Illinois. David Koff is the Hawkeyes' 3rd offensive line commitment and their 12th commitment overall for the class of 2021. Well, Tristan Wirfs is anxious to get to Tampa Bay and begin his workouts. The former Iowa star was taken by the Buccaneers with the 13th pick in the first round of the NFL draft. For now, Wirfs will be limited to working out in the Iowa City area.
So I'm just going to keep doing what I've been doing the past 6 weeks. There's a gym in Iowa City, you know, privately owned. This guy, he's been letting me come in. That's been awesome. I'm not sure what their workout, you know, what their workouts are going to entail, but I've been able to get Coach Doyle's workouts done for the most part. Some things I got to kind of improvise. It's a CrossFit gym, so they don't have quite as much stuff as what the Iowa weight room has, but you know, it's been good.
Wirfs has no idea when he'll be able to head to Tampa.
No, nobody's told me like a date or anything about when we get down there. It's just been, you know, we'll get you an iPad for the playbook and then to send you the workouts because it's all going to be on Zoom, I'm pretty sure. But, yeah, I haven't heard anything about a date yet.
Wirfs will join former Iowa teammate Anthony Nelson with the Buccaneers.
Being able to be teammates with him again, you know, is going to be so much fun because he taught me so much, you know, about pass rushers, you know, my freshman and sophomore season. You know, me and him actually did a player report on each other. So, like, he gave me, you know, a scouting report on what I could do better, and I tried getting one on him. But it's going to be a blast.
Wirfs, the 13th pick in the NFL draft here last weekend. In other NFL news, the Los Angeles Rams coach Sean McVay has big plans for an offseason of virtual learning for his players. The Rams will hold 4 90-minute virtual sessions of teaching per week, learning their new assignments and schemes on computers and tablets instead of on the grass. McVay will spice up the sessions with guest speakers, including Clippers coach Doc Rivers and hopefully Dodgers manager Dave Roberts. The Rams have plenty of work to do during the offseason, although they finished 9-7 last year for their third straight winning season under McVay. Along with several major roster changes, McVay hired a new offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, and special teams coordinator. The Cleveland Browns have exercised the fifth-year contract options on star defensive end Miles Garrett and tight end David Njoku. The decision on Garrett was no surprise. He was the number 1 overall pick in the 2017 draft. He's developed into one of the NFL's premier pass rushers and was on his way to another big season in 2019 before he was suspended for striking Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Mason Rudolph in the head with a helmet. Njoku missed 10 games last season after breaking his wrist. The Washington Redskins have exercised the fifth-year option on defensive lineman Jonathan Allen's rookie contract. The team announced the expected move in the aftermath of the NFL draft. Allen was Washington's first-round pick in 2017 and has started 36 games. Patriots fullback James Devlin is retiring from the NFL because of complications from the neck injury that caused him to miss the final 14 games of last season. He announced his decision online. The 31-year-old has been a staple of both New England's offense and special teams since he joined the team in 2012. The Atlanta Falcons have added more help on offense and reaching agreements with 20 college free agents. The Falcons focused on defense in the NFL draft. Among the college free agents who agreed to terms were 3 wide receivers, 2 tight ends, a fullback, and 5 offensive linemen. The Jacksonville Jaguars have agreed to terms with 18 undrafted free agents. That list includes running backs James Robinson and Tavian Feaster. Robinson or Feaster should have a decent shot at making the team's 53-man roster because Jacksonville didn't address the position in free agency or the NFL draft. The New York Giants have agreed to contract terms with 15 players who weren't taken in the NFL draft over the weekend. The Minnesota Vikings agreed to terms on contracts with 12 college free agents. That's after the record haul of 15 draft picks they made over the weekend. Also, each of the NFC East teams will carry an international player on its practice squad in the upcoming season. As part of its developmental program, the NFL has assigned Mexico's Isaac Alarcon to Dallas, Germany's David Bada to Washington, Australia's Matt Leo to Philadelphia, and Austria's Sandro Platzgummer to the New York Giants. That division was chosen as part of a random draw. Well, the new Texas Rangers ballpark is among possible venues Major League Baseball could use if it decides to start the season with groups of teams in different areas. Among the different plans looked at by Major League Baseball is to use Texas as a mid-American hub. Having all 30 teams based in Phoenix has been examined. So has having groups of teams in Arizona, Texas, and Florida. All of those areas have climate-controlled MLB stadiums and other nearby ballparks. The Rangers still haven't played a game in their new stadium with the retractable roof. NASCAR is racing toward a restart that could come as early as mid-May. The Stock Car Series is trying to put together a schedule that allows it to race in states that have started reopening without spectators. The series is working on safety protocols that other racing leagues will be watching. Teams could be back at work in North Carolina race shops by the end of the week when local stay-at-home orders expire. The Los Angeles Lakers have repaid a loan of roughly $4.6 million from a coronavirus relief program after learning the program's funds had been depleted. The Lakers applied for the loan under the Small Business Administration's Paycheck Protection Program, and they received it in the first round of distribution. The team returned its loan after the fund ran out of money in less than 2 weeks. So did several wealthier businesses that had applied for the funds, including Shake Shack and AutoNation. The Lakers qualified for the program because they have only about 300 employees, but the team is thought to be the NBA's second most valuable franchise, with Forbes estimating a value of $4.4 billion. The NBA has pushed back plans that would allow teams to reopen their practice facilities for at least 1 week. The NBA has decided over the weekend to have teams open their gyms for voluntary player workouts on Friday if local and state laws made such a move permissible. But on Monday, the league revised that potential opening date until May 8th at the earliest. The NBA says the May 8th date is far from firm, warning teams that it may push this timing back if developments warrant. Washington Governor Jay Inslee has announced that golf can resume in that state beginning May 5th. The announcement on Monday was part of a partial resumption of outdoor activities that includes fishing, hunting, and the use of state parks and state lands for day trips. Inslee said that the Golf Alliance of Washington has established several rules, including spacing out of tee times, limits on the number of people playing golf together, and allowing takeaway food and beverage service only. Inslee said if the state sees an uptick in infections of the new coronavirus or if people don't continue to take safety measures while recreating, the activities could again be restricted. Public gatherings and events, team sports, and camping are all still prohibited under the current stay-at-home order that's been in place since March 23rd. The head of Japan's Medical Association thinks it'll be difficult to hold the Olympics without an effective coronavirus vaccine. Japan and the International Olympic Committee agreed to postpone the Tokyo 2020 Summer Games until July next year due to the global pandemic. Japan is under a month-long state of emergency amid a rapid increase of infections throughout the country, where hospitals are overburdened. Japanese Medical Association president says even if infections are under control in Japan by next summer, it would still be hard to stage the games unless the pandemic is over in the rest of the world. Experts have said it could take 12 to 18 months or longer to develop a vaccine that is safe and effective for clinical use. The American Hockey League is quite likely to cancel the rest of its season because of the coronavirus pandemic. That's according to a person with direct knowledge of league discussions who commented anonymously because the person wasn't authorized to discuss the plans of the NHL's top minor league. The AHL responded by saying there's nothing imminent in terms of calling off the remainder of the season. Last week, AHL president and CEO David Andrews said the league was pivoting to the 2020-21 season, but added that nothing was official. Clemson has canceled all of its in-person, on-campus athletic and academic camps due to the coronavirus pandemic and will remain closed until May 8th. The cancellations include 2 weeks of Coach Dabo Swinney's football camps, which have been popular stops for young people eager to gain instruction and contacts with Clemson coaches in all sports. Swinney and his staff have done well in attracting some of the nation's top players. That's a look at sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.